Right, so you're ready to like really dive deep into this whole Amazon private label branding thing. We've got all this stuff, these articles and notes you sent over. It's a lot all about choosing that perfect brand name. And honestly, going through it, I'm like, this stuff is gold. It's not just like, oh, here's a label, slap it on, you
It's
know.
way more than that.
Yeah, it's about crafting an identity, something that's really going to resonate
I
with
think
customers, especially on Amazon.
it's especially on Amazon, or it's such a crowded
Oh,
marketplace.
it's a jungle out there.
It's a jungle. You need to stand out. And that's where the name comes in.
It does. It really sets the stage.
It's that first impression.
Yeah, like your handshake with the customer before they even see the product.
Absolutely. Like, hey, this is who we are.
That's a good way to put it. So the guide mentions things like brand registry protection, building that consistent identity,
Super
and
important.
establishing that perceived value right from the get-go. But I mean, for someone starting out, like our listener, how does all this translate to actual success?
Okay, let's break it down. Take brand registry, for example.
Yeah, brand registry.
A lot of people think it's just a formality, just another hoop to jump through.
Right, a checkbox.
But it's so much more than that. It's like this strategic power move you make on Amazon.
Oh, interesting.
Think of it like a VIP pass. Like, you get access to all these tools, better control over your listings,
Oh, I see.
protection from counterfeiters, those guys who try to rip you off.
Ugh, yeah, the copycats.
Exactly. Brand registry keeps them at bay.
So it's about protecting your turf
Oh, yeah, big time.
and making sure you're the one reaping the rewards.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Now, you mentioned standing out earlier, and I think about those big brands, like the ones we all know. The guide mentions Tesla and Patagonia.
Classic examples.
What makes their names so effective, so powerful?
It's like they've cracked the code of weaving their brand identity into their name.
Like Tesla,
Instantly, you think innovation, cutting-edge technology, right?
right, like electricity, the future.
Exactly. And that's because of the association with Nikola Tesla, the inventor.
Oh, I see the connection.
And then you have Patagonia, which evokes this feeling of ruggedness,
Yeah,
adventure.
like outdoors, nature.
And it aligns perfectly with their target customer, those outdoor enthusiasts.
That's what we want for our listener too, right?
Absolutely.
A name that just clicks with their ideal customer.
It's all about that connection.
Okay, but before we get into all the brainstorming and fun stuff, the guide really emphasizes this idea of knowing yourself and knowing your customer.
Super important.
What does that actually look like in practice?
Okay, imagine you're building a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't just start throwing bricks around without a blueprint, right?
Right. You need a plan.
Exactly. Defining your brand identity is like creating that blueprint for your brand.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
It's all about asking yourself, what problem does my product solve? What
Right.
emotions do I want it to evoke?
Okay,
What
yeah.
makes me stand out from the crowd? What's my unique angle?
So it's about self-reflection, really understanding what you bring to the table.
Exactly. It's about digging deep and uncovering your brand's DNA.
Love that. And knowing your customer, that's the other piece,
And
right?
equally important,
You got to know who you're talking
you
to.
need to understand their needs, their desires, their pain points. It's like crafting a message in a bottle. You need to know who you're sending it to for it to reach the right shores.
I love that visual. So it's not just about having a catchy name, it's about having a catchy name that speaks to the right people.
You could have the coolest name in the world, but if it doesn't resonate with your target customer, it's like shouting into the void.
No one's listening.
No one's listening.
So how do we bridge that gap? How do we make sure that brand name is speaking directly to the heart of our customer?
That's where the magic happens. It's about finding that sweet spot where your brand identity and your customer's desires intersect.
Okay, I like that, like a Venn diagram.
Where those two circles overlap, that's where your perfect brand name lives.
Oh, I'm getting excited. Let's talk about brainstorming techniques.
Let's get creative.
The guide mentions word association, blending words, even looking at foreign languages or Latin roots.
There are so many ways to get those creative juices
I
flowing.
know, it's exciting. What are some examples of these techniques in action?
Okay, let's say you're creating a line of all-natural, plant-based cleaning products.
Okay, I like it already.
Word association might lead you to words like eco, pure, botanical, fresh, clean.
Yeah, those are good.
And then boom, you blend eco and botanical to create Eco Botanica.
The botanic.
Catchy, right?
It rolls off the tongue, and you know exactly what they're about.
Descriptive and memorable.
Now, what about foreign languages? Those always add a certain je ne sais quoi, right?
Right. If you're aiming for a luxurious, high-end feel, you could consider French or Italian.
Ooh, fancy.
Belle fleur, meaning beautiful flower in French, could be perfect for like a natural perfume line.
Belle fleur, that sounds amazing
Or
already.
if you're going for a younger, more energetic vibe,
Yeah.
something like sol fuerte, meaning strong sun in Spanish, could work for athletic wear.
Oh, sol fuerte. I like that. That's got energy.
It's all about matching the language and style of the name to your brand's overall vibe.
I'm seeing a pattern here. It's not just about finding a cool word, it's about finding the right word that fits the whole picture.
Exactly. It's all about strategic alignment.
Okay, so let's say we've gone through all this. We've got a list of names we absolutely love.
Okay.
What's the next crucial step? What can't we skip?
This is where things get real. We're talking about availability.
Availability, yeah.
And it's not just a quick Google search. Yeah.
Okay, so we need to go deeper.
Much deeper. It's about making sure your brilliant idea is actually yours to use legally.
Ah, the legal stuff. I knew it was coming. Trademarks, all that.
Exactly. Think of it like staking your claim in the Wild West of Amazon.
Ooh, I like that.
You got to make sure your brand name is legally available and you've got the paperwork to back it up.
So no claim jumpers.
Exactly. Otherwise, you could be setting yourself up for a whole world of trouble down the line.
So walk me through it. What are the actual steps our listener needs to take?
All right, so first stop, trademark databases.
Okay, trademark databases. Where do we find those?
The United States Patent and Trademark Office, or USPTO, has this amazing online search tool. It's called TESS.
Tess.
Yeah, that's TESS. It stands for Trademark Electronic Search System.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Tess, Trademark Electronic Search System. This sounds pretty technical.
It can seem daunting at first, but it's actually pretty user-friendly, I promise.
Okay, good to know.
You can search by keyword, by product category, even by the design of your logo if you have one.
Oh, wow. So it's like having your own private investigator on the case.
Exactly. Making sure no one else is already using your chosen name.
Okay, let's say I've brainstormed this awesome name, Tara Lumi, for my eco-friendly skincare line. I'm in Tess.
Okay.
What am I looking for exactly? What are the red flags?
First things first, you're looking for exact matches.
Okay, so if someone's already trademarked Tara Lumi for skincare,
Yeah, game over. You got to go back to the drawing board.
back to brainstorming. But it's not just exact matches, right?
You also need to look out for similar names that could cause confusion in the marketplace.
So, like, if there's a Tara Luminous already out there,
Yeah, or TerraGlow, anything that sounds close enough to cause confusion.
that makes sense. You want something distinct, not just a copycat.
Exactly. You're building your own brand, your own identity, not riding someone else's coattails.
And you don't want to get sued?
Absolutely not. Legal trouble is no fun.
All right, so Tess, we've dodged the trademark bullets. We're good.
We're getting there. There's one more database to check.
Oh, come on, another one.
I know, but this one's important. It's called WIPO.
WIPO.
Yep, the World Intellectual Property Organization. They have this global brand database.
Global. Okay.
Especially important if you're thinking about expanding internationally in the future.
Ah, so thinking big.
Exactly. You don't want to hit a roadblock down the line because someone in another country snagged your name.
So it's about future-proofing. I like it.
Think global. Search global. It's like a motto for smart branding.
Okay, we've searched Tess. We've checked WIPO. We're trademark experts now. Anything else?
Almost. We've covered trademarks, but there's another layer to availability.
Oh man, what else?
We got to talk about your digital footprint.
Digital footprint.
All those online assets that represent your brand.
Like what?
Domain names, social media handles, all that good stuff.
Right, because these days, if you're not online, you basically don't exist.
It's true. So you got to make sure all those digital pieces are available too.
So where do we even begin with this digital land grab?
Start with the obvious, your domain name.
Domain name, okay.
Ideally, you want that .com version of your brand name.
.com, the classic.
It's still the most recognized, the most trusted.
Yeah, it just feels official, right?
Exactly. There are sites like GoDaddy, Namecheap. Those are great for checking availability and registering your name.
Easy enough. Now, what about social media? Do we need to be on every platform right away?
You don't need to be everywhere at once, but consistency is key.
Okay, consistency.
Choose the platforms where your target audience hangs out
Right.
and try to snag the same handle across all of them.
So it's easy to find you.
Exactly.
Okay.
It creates a unified brand presence, makes you look professional.
So if our hypothetical Tara Lumi brand is going after eco-conscious millennials, what then?
Instagram, Pinterest, for sure. Visual platforms, community-driven.
Yeah.
They align perfectly with that audience.
Okay, what about if our dream domain name or social media handle is already taken? The guide had that peak performance example.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
It seemed like a great name, but it turned out to be a trademark nightmare.
That's why you got to be prepared to pivot.
Pivot, okay.
Even if you think your name's unique, a quick Google search can reveal potential conflicts you might not have considered.
Ah, so it's not enough to just check those databases.
Right.
We got to do our own detective work.
Be thorough. Think about common misspellings of your name.
Oh, that's smart.
Like if you're Tara Loomy, someone might have already grabbed Tara Loom or Tara Loomy.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
Buy those variations just to be safe.
So it's like building a fence around your digital property.
Exactly. Protecting your brand from all angles.
All right. So we've searched high and low. We've brainstormed. We've checked trademarks. We've claimed our digital space.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we've climbed a mountain.
It's a process, but a rewarding one.
It is. So what's next on this epic brand naming adventure?
Now we shift gears. We've got the foundation in place.
Yeah.
Now it's time to focus on the name itself, making sure it's not just available, but also easy to remember.
Okay, so we're moving from the technical stuff to the creative side again.
Exactly. We want a name that's catchy, memorable, something that sticks in people's minds.
Yeah, a name that rolls off the tongue.
Exactly. Imagine a customer trying to tell their friend about your awesome product.
Okay.
But they can't remember the name, or they stumble over the pronunciation.
Oof. That's a fail.
That's a missed opportunity.
So how do we avoid that? How do we make it easy to remember?
Keep it simple. The guide mentions syllable count, avoiding special characters.
Yeah, simplicity.
Aim for 1 to 3 syllables, max. Anything longer, it gets clunky.
Okay, Amos, yeah.
Avoid tricky spellings, special characters, anything that could cause confusion. You want people to be able to spell it and pronounce it correctly without having to think too hard.
So like no extra or life or anything with weird symbols.
Exactly. Keep it clean, keep it clear, keep it memorable.
Got it. But it's not just about making it easy for the customer, right? We also want a name that can grow with our brand.
You're thinking long term? I like it. A good brand name is like a well-tailored suit. It should fit you perfectly now and have room to grow with you in the future.
I like that analogy. So how do we avoid picking a name that boxes us in?
The guide had that example, remember? Eco water bottles versus Eco Flow.
Oh, yeah.
Eco water bottles is descriptive.
Yeah, very specific.
But it limits you to, well, water bottles.
Right. What if they want to branch out?
Exactly. What if you want to do lunch bags or reusable straws?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Eco Flow, though, that's broader. It allows for future growth.
It's like planting a seed that can grow into a big oak tree.
Exactly.
Not just a tiny little houseplant.
You want a name that can evolve with your brand, encompass new product lines, even adapt to changing market trends.
Okay, so we've brainstormed, we've checked availability, we've considered simplicity, scalability.
We're on a roll.
I feel like we're ready to launch. But there's one last thing before we officially pick that perfect name, right?
One last crucial step, feedback.
Feedback, okay.
You might be totally in love with a name.
Yeah.
But it's so important to get an outside perspective.
Especially from your target audience.
Exactly. They're the ones who matter most.
So how do we get that feedback? Focus groups, surveys.
The guide suggests using surveys, polls, even A/B testing with ads.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Present a few different options and ask your target audience for their honest opinions.
And what are we asking them? Just, do you like this name?
Go deeper than that. Ask about their first impressions.
Okay.
Does the name evoke trust? Does it feel premium, innovative?
So it's not just about whether they like it.
Right.
It's about how the name makes them feel.
Exactly. You want a name that resonates on a deeper level.
Okay. This is all making sense now. It's not just about finding a cool name. It's about crafting an identity.
Exactly. It's a strategic process.
Yeah, one that aligns with your brand, resonates with your customers, and sets you up for success in the long run.
You got it. A good brand name is more than just words. It's the foundation of your entire business. It's the story you tell, the emotions you evoke, the promise you make to your customers.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. I think we've covered a ton of ground in this first part.
Yeah, we have.
From brand registry to trademark searches to crafting a memorable and scalable name.
We've been busy.
I'm feeling energized, ready to tackle the next steps.
That's the spirit. We've laid the groundwork, but the journey doesn't end here. In the next part, we'll dive into actually securing those brand assets and officially locking down that perfect name.
All right, listeners, get ready for part two, where we take all this amazing knowledge and put it into action.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've brainstormed, we've analyzed, we've become like brand naming ninjas.
That's right.
But now it's time to actually make it real, put all that work into action.
Exactly.
And officially claim your stake in the digital world.
That's right.
So we're talking about securing those digital assets.
Yeah.
Domain names, social media handles, and of course, that all important trademark.
All the things.
Where do we even start?
Let's start with domain names, the digital address of your brand.
Okay, domain names.
Like we talked about earlier, getting that .com extension, that's ideal.
.com, it's the gold standard.
It is. It's what customers expect. It's what search engines like. It just gives you that sense of authority, you know?
Yeah, you see it .com, you're like, okay, these guys are legit.
Exactly.
But what if, after all that brainstorming and checking and everything, our listeners perfect.com is already taken?
Happens all the time.
What that?
Don't panic. There are usually workarounds.
Okay, good.
One thing you can do is try adding a relevant keyword to your domain name.
Okay, like how?
Say your brand is Terralumi Skincare.
Okay, Terralumi Skincare.
If Terralumi.com is gone, maybe TerralumiSkincare.com is available.
Oh, so just make it more specific.
Exactly. It still includes your brand name, but it's even more targeted to what you offer.
And it's clear for customers, too. Now, I've seen some brands using those newer extensions, like .shop or .co. Are those worth considering?
They can be, yeah, especially if they really align with your brand and who you're trying to reach.
Okay.
Like .shop, that's perfect for an e-commerce store, right?
Makes sense.
.co could work for something more tech-focused.
Oh, interesting.
The key is, whatever you choose, make sure it's memorable, easy to say, and it really reinforces your brand identity.
So it's not just about grabbing any available extension.
No, it's got to be strategic.
It's all about strategy.
Everything is.
Now, what about those like more creative extensions?
Oh, yeah.
Like .green or .eco. Could those work for a brand like Terralumi with their focus on sustainability?
They could. They definitely add personality.
Yeah.
And they can be very memorable, especially if they really match your values. Like you said, sustainability.
Right.
But you got to remember, they might not be as widely recognized as the good old .com.
That's true.
So just weigh the pros and cons, see what makes sense for your brand.
So it's like choosing a straight address. You want something easy to find, easy to remember.
Exactly.
And it should kind of reflect the style of your house, so to speak.
Perfect analogy.
Okay, so we've secured our digital home base, domain name sorted. What's next?
Let's move on to social media. It's like the virtual town square these days.
Oh, yeah. It's where everyone hangs out.
It's where you connect with your customers, build community, get your message out there.
It's essential.
Absolutely essential. And it's just like with domain names. Consistency is key.
Right. So we want the same name across all platforms.
As much as possible, yeah.
Make it easy for people to find you.
Exactly. No matter where they're scrolling, they should be able to find you.
So what if our exact brand name is taken on some platforms?
You might have to get a little creative.
Okay.
Maybe add skin to the end, if it's skincare or official.
Oh, like Terralumi Skin or Terralumi Official.
Exactly. Little tweaks like that.
Keep the core name recognizable.
Exactly.
Now, what about those little blue check marks, those verified badges?
Ah, the coveted verification.
Are those really important for building credibility?
They definitely help, especially as you grow.
Okay.
It's like a signal to customers that you're the real deal, not some imposter.
So it's worth trying to get verified.
Absolutely. Most platforms have their own processes.
Yeah.
Usually involves having a certain level of engagement, public recognition.
So it's not something you can just apply for on day one?
No, it's something you earn.
Got to put in the work.
Exactly. Focus on building a strong presence, engaging with your followers, creating good content.
And the verification will come naturally.
Most likely, yeah, as your brand gains momentum.
All right. So we've got our domain name. We've claimed our spot on social media. But there's one more big piece to this puzzle, right?
The big one. The trademark.
It sounds so official.
It is official. It's like the legal bodyguard for your brand name.
Okay, protection.
It's a way to register your name officially, protect it from anyone else using it.
So no copycats.
No copycats. It gives you the right to take legal action if someone tries to rip you off.
So if someone tries to make knockoff Terralumi products?
You can shut them down.
I like it.
A trademark helps you build brand equity too. Your name becomes a valuable asset.
Interesting.
You could license it, even sell it someday if you wanted to.
So it's not just about protection, it's about long-term value.
Exactly, thinking ahead.
But the guide mentions it can take 8 to 12 months. That's a long time.
It can, but there are ways to speed things up.
Okay.
Amazon has this program, the IP Accelerator.
IP Accelerator, okay.
It connects you with IP lawyers who can help you navigate the whole trademark process.
So it's like having a guide, like a Sherpa taking you through the mountains.
Exactly. They make sure everything's done right and efficiently.
And then at the end, you get that official trademark certificate.
You do.
What does that mean for our listener who's building their brand on Amazon specifically?
It means you've got the ultimate protection, and you can enroll in the Amazon brand registry.
We talked about that earlier.
We did. It gives you access to all these amazing tools, A-plus content, sponsored brand ads, the good stuff.
So it's like unlocking a whole new level of control.
And visibility, yeah.
It's like going from the back alleys to the main street.
Exactly, where everyone can see you.
I like it.
Your brand can really shine.
Okay, listeners, take notes. This is important stuff.
It is.
We've covered domain names, social media, trademarks, brand registry. It's like we've built a fortress around our brand.
We have. A digital fortress.
Making it invincible.
As invincible as you can be online.
That's right.
That's a good feeling.
It is, but we're not done yet, are we?
Not quite. Building a brand, it's a journey.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
You got it. There are always new challenges, new opportunities.
Always learning, always adapting.
Exactly.
So in the next part, we're going to explore some of those challenges.
Yeah, the potential pitfalls that even experienced brand builders can face.
We'll equip you with the knowledge and strategies to avoid those mistakes and keep your brand shining bright.
Stay tuned for part 3.
All right, welcome back to the deep dive, everyone. We've come a long way from brainstorming those killer brand names.
Yeah, we have.
To navigating the legal maze of trademarks, securing all those digital assets.
It's been a journey.
It really has. But before you like unleash your brand on the world, we need to talk about some potential pitfalls.
Oh, yeah.
Those sneaky little traps that can trip up even the, you know, the most seasoned entrepreneur.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. So think of this as like a final training montage.
Something like that.
Before you step into the ring.
Okay.
We're going to equip you with the knowledge and the reflexes to dodge those punches and, you know.
Come out on top.
Yeah. Emerge victorious. So the guide mentions several common mistakes that people make when choosing a brand name.
Right.
What are some of those red flags, those things we should be like really watching out for?
The first one's a big one. Don't copy established brands.
Okay. Yeah.
It might seem tempting, right?
Yeah.
Borrow a little bit of their shine.
Yeah. Like draft off their success.
Yeah. But trust me, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. I can see that.
Like just slapping my in front of a famous brand name.
We're changing one letter.
Yeah. That's not innovative. It's not ethical.
And I bet those big companies have some pretty serious lawyers.
Oh, for sure. They'll come after you.
Not worth the risk.
Not at all.
Okay, what else?
Another common mistake, choosing a name that's just too hard to find or remember.
Okay, yeah.
Like unusual spellings or names that sound like common words but are spelled differently.
Right, right.
Or just generic terms that just get lost in the, you know, the sea of search results.
So we want to stand out, but not in a way that confuses people.
Exactly. You want people to be able to find you, remember you.
Yeah, if they have to Google how to spell your name, that's a problem.
Exactly. It's got to be easy.
All right, so no weird spellings, no super generic names.
Got it.
Anything else?
Watch out for using trendy terms, you know, things that will date quickly.
Oh, yeah, like slang.
Yeah, slang, pop culture references. It might seem cool now.
It does.
But those trends fade fast.
They do, yeah.
And then you're stuck with a name that feels, you know, outdated.
Like wearing bell bottoms in 2025.
Exactly. It's like, oh, this brand is so 2023.
So we're aiming for timeless, something that will last.
Timeless, classic, something that will still resonate years from now.
Makes sense. All right. Any other pitfalls we should be aware of?
One more big one. Skipping the legal due diligence.
Oh, right. The legal stuff again.
It's important. You got to do your research. Make sure everything's legit.
So not just assuming that because a name is unique in your industry,
right,
it's automatically free and clear.
Exactly. You got to check those trademarks thoroughly.
Okay. Yeah. Better safe than sorry.
And think about international implications too.
Oh, right. If you're planning to go global.
Exactly. You don't want to run into problems down the line.
So it's like that saying, measure twice, cut once.
Exactly. Take your time. Do it right the first time.
Saves a lot of headaches later.
So much less stress.
Okay. I feel like I've leveled up my brand building knowledge today.
Good. That's what we want.
I'm ready to go out there and conquer the Amazon world.
Wow.
But seriously, we've covered so much in this deep dive.
We have.
From the like the big picture strategy of a brand name.
It's the foundation.
It is, to all the nitty-gritty, the trademarks, the domain names, the social media.
It's a lot, but it's all important.
It is. It really sets you up for success.
It does, and it's exciting.
It is exciting. It's like building something from scratch.
Absolutely.
And seeing it come to life.
That's the best part.
So to our listener who's been with us this whole time,
yeah,
congratulations. You've put in the work. You've absorbed all this amazing information.
You're ready.
You are ready to create a brand that's as unique and awesome as you are.
That's what it's all about.
It is. So go out there and build that brand.
We believe in you.
We do. And thank you all for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.